Are you looking for a new basketball shoe? If so, this is Gary Parrish here to tell you that the New Balance 2-Way V4 features the groundbreaking use of fuel cell technology with fresh foam, creating the ultimate combination of rebound and cushioning. Every step feels explosive and dynamic, and the upper construction features a lightweight textile that's supportive and breathable. So whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the 2-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the 2-Way at newbalance.com.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
We're going the three-man weave on this pod. Welcome back to Eye on College Basketball. We are going to talk the West Region. And if you are watching, you already see who is here. But if you are listening, allow me to introduce them. Kyle Boone and Chip Patterson. We did this a year ago. We did this three-man trio for one of the regions. I can't remember which one it was. I hope we get a unity lock before we get out of this episode. It's great to have you guys back on the pod. The West Region, well, you're going to get Sacramento, Denver, Albany, and Des Moines. Those are the four pods there. This is the region with five of the top 11 teams at KenPom in this bracket. The West is actually the toughest region. That never happens, and it happened this year. Kansas, UCLA, Gonzaga, UConn, St. Mary's. Those are your one through fives, and they're all in the top 11 at KenPom. To me, that's the biggest storyline, or at least thing attached to this on my end of it. Boone, before we get into what listeners need to know in terms of when these games are going to be played, where, channels, all that stuff, I'll help you out if you're listening in the bracket of your mind, so to speak. For you, storyline, think about this region. What sticks out to you most, buddy?
I think it's the top, obviously. Kansas being the number one seed in this region feels almost like punishment for Kansas. And it's tough because you look at the resumes of the number one seeds. Kansas had 17 quadrant one wins. They land as the number three overall team. Houston, with seven quad one wins, gets the number two overall team, the number one seed. So as a result, Kansas gets stuck in the West, which is just brutal geographically because it could have been close to home. And on top of that, they land in a region where it's just terrible. I mean, like, UCLA is a little bit banged up, so maybe that's a decent draw as the number two seed in that region. But Gonzaga, the number three seed in this spot. UConn, the number four seed. UConn was, like, at one point the best team in college basketball this season for, like, a decent stretch of time. So, yeah, I mean, like, it just – I know the NCAA selection committee does not do the whole, like, you know, we're out for revenge against you type thing, but – following the FBI investigation, it does feel a little bit like, yeah, let's throw them out west and let's.
Interesting. I'm just to hear this from an Oklahoma State fan that was the first team out of the tournament.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Hat. Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm just making notes here. I'm just connecting dots. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but if there were, it'd look a whole lot like this. I'm just saying.
Look,
I'm
Kansas just saying. Got screwed. Like, the Kansas as the number one seed in the Midwest, if it was the number two overall seed. I mean, this is a Jayhawks team that going into the weekend, we're in discussion for the number one overall seed. And now all of a sudden, you not only get bumped with a more challenging geographical, and instead of going to Kansas City, you're going to Las Vegas, but also you're going to Las Vegas with two other teams who play conference tournaments in Las Vegas and two other teams that, along with Kansas, represent half of the top six teams on the odds board to win the national championship. Three of the top six teams in the title odds are here in the West. You got screwed on location. You got screwed on draw at the two and the three. Kansas is getting it. If Kansas makes it to Houston, it has done so by overcoming more adversity, both like the opponents on the court and the situation. That I would be like, I would think that Kansas, if they get to the Final Four, they're winning it all.
Yeah, and on top of all that, Bill Self will coach, or at least the plan is for him to coach Kansas this upcoming week. Kansas's game is Thursday. It's a TBS tip at 2 o'clock. That's going to be in Des Moines, but Bill Self has left the hospital. They did reveal he had a couple of stents put in to his arteries to help clear blockages, and just glad that he seems to be on the mend, doing well, and as long as he's healthy to do it, you know, Kansas is obviously, Norm Roberts is a very, very good coach, but Bill Self is the best coach in college basketball in the eyes of so many, so having him back is big. Kansas does have the toughest road. There's no denying it. That was a great note there from Cover 3's own Chip Patterson about the odds board overall. And Chip, if you before we get out of here, you know, as you pick your region round by round, if there's anything first round wise from a line perspective that you like, by all means, give us a little taste of that.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles. Now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Flavor, let me walk you up and down the first round here and what we're going to have from a schedule perspective. So in the bracket of your mind, this is in the bottom right, and this is all over the country. Now, it's the West region because the regional will be played in Vegas at T-Mobile Center. This is the first time the NCAA tournament will be going to Vegas, and it is setting the table for the Final Four in just a few years. Cannot wait for that one. So Kansas is going to play Howard. That is, again, your 2 Eastern tip on TBS on Thursday in Des Moines. After that game ends, you get Arkansas, Illinois. That's also going to be on TBS. To me, that is a coin flip game. You've got Arkansas with 2 lottery picks and a team that is just, I mean, vomiting on its shoes going into the tournament. But Illinois, which has wins over UCLA and Texas, like, it's got a pair of wins over 2 seeds, but it has been a complete roller coaster ride. Everyone, Illinois fans, you are welcome. I am doing this podcast episode about Illinois. Gary Parrish is not touching your team until we get to the Wednesday Mega Show. You are welcome, Tom Fornelli. Text Tom Fornelli right now, Chip, and let him know he's welcome. Okay. That feels like a toss-up game to me, and I'll make the pick here in just a second. But those are emanating from Des Moines. Then let's get to Albany. Woo, baby. I'll be in Albany. These are Friday tips, and these are the afternoon tips. So St. Mary's VCU, a defensive specialist dream, two of the 15 best defensive teams in the country, both very physical. The way they play defense is similar yet different. St. Mary's got to fly across the country and gets the first tip early, and it's the 5 seed. Not the greatest deal, but it does get to wait until Friday, and it's 11 a.m. body clock time. It's not terrible. I mean, you know, they could have theory. I bet you the way this works with building it out, at some point they might have penciled in St. Mary's VCU. Let's have that tip at 1:30, 1:15 or whatever. And they're like, well, we got a West Coast team. Let's, you know, let's push it back a little bit there. So that's the 5:12. Following that is UConn Iona. Got to be kidding me. Also on TBS. So we're looking at about a 4:30 Eastern. That is actually your...
That's the bridge slot. See, I think
the bridge slot, the kid time dinner. I know, it's surprising, isn't it, Chip? I could put that game in the 4:30. I was a little surprised to see that.
But it's also standalone. Like, the bridge slot ends up being the one game that everyone's watching. And it's interesting. It's not just traveling across the country, but my experience from being at some of these pods is that, you know, sometimes the headliner is always going to be the second game. You know, UConn fans are going to be very much dominate the arena there in Albany. They're going to be a little bit late arriving. But if you are not invested, if you're just showing up early, your team plays in the second game, the only thing you want to see is an upset. I think St. Mary's not only has to fly across the country, I would not be surprised at all if the UConn fans showing up end up, if it's close, then they are going to jump on the VCU side and they're going to become VCU fans for the moment. Obviously, the competitive difference of a 12 seed versus a 5 seed. But when I was looking at this and I was thinking about the defensive prowess of both these teams, I was like, that Albany building is going to be advantage VCU because all the UConn fans are going to become Rams fans rooting for the 12 over 5 upset. Really, really tall ass for the Gales.
I saw VCU in person at the Barclays Center over the weekend. They're ready. I've made guest appearances with the Peppas in the past. I did not over the weekend. I have been contacted again. I might need to do a brief cameo sit in on a song before we get there. I do have St. Mary's winning that game. But VCU fans are going to show up in way bigger numbers, and it's a tight one. And VCU, according to Torvik, over the past month plus, VCU has been one of the 25 best teams in the sport. Just keep that in mind. UConn, Iona, you, I mean, come on now. Hurley, I said this on the Sunday show. Hurley watched his team flash across the screen as a four seed, and then he saw Rick Pitino below him. He has not won a tournament game in his past two trips to the tournament. Now, he hasn't been seeded this well before, but he was punching air. There's no doubt about it. UConn's got the better roster, but that's just incredible with everything with Pitino. And this is, it's also so sweet the fact that Pitino's going to be coaching in the Big East next season in some capacity. We almost think we think it's highly likely. It's not guaranteed. It's not definite, but it seems to be headed that way. And the fact that he's got a Big East matchup here in Albany, and they're just driving up the Taconic, man. It's a short little drive. In fact, while you guys are picking your brackets here in a minute, I haven't looked it up yet. I'm actually going to see what the shorter drive is from UConn or Iona. I think Iona is the shorter drive there over to Albany. There's just one you're going straight north, the other one you're going east to west. Bottom half of the bracket, Denver games. These games are going to be on Friday as well. Gonzaga Grand Canyon is the 314. That's a True TV, 7:35 Eastern on True TV on Friday. Grand Canyon wasn't the best team in the WAC this season. I actually thought the 14 seed, I would have put Colgate on the 14 line and Grand Canyon on the 15. And if you gave me Gonzaga, Colgate, forget about it. I mean, that game, the over-under in that one, I would think would probably be the highest of any first-round game. But that's not what we get. We get Grand Canyon, Gonzaga. And then after that, you will get TCU playing the winner of the first four matchup, Arizona State, Nevada, also True TV. That is one of your four late tips on Thursday night. We'll get to Arizona State, Nevada when we pick the bracket as well. At least want to address that. And then on the bottom here, bottom right of the bracket of your mind, you've got Northwestern, Boise State. That's your 7:10, another True TV game. This is Thursday, 7:35 Eastern, Northwestern versus Boise State. Northwestern only its second tournament appearance ever. Chris Collins saves his job and gets a contract extension. Meanwhile, Boise State is in back-to-back tournaments for only the second time in school history. And then UCLA is going to play UNC Asheville. That's going to be your late tip on True TV sometime around 10:15 on Thursday night. UCLA doesn't have Jalen Clark. Adeem Bona is supposed to play. We'll see if he actually does play. Drew Pember is the Big South Player of the Year. Looks like a widespread Panic fan. We love the vibes. Asheville is my pick to be the most likely, even though Colgate, I think, will give Texas a real push. And if you want that preview, you're going to have to wait for the next episode. I won't be on that one. Colgate could give Texas a real scare. I think that's on the table, but I think Asheville beating UCLA, and I love UCLA. I've said UCLA is a top three title contender the entire season, not necessarily stepping off that aggressively, but Mike Morrell's Bulldogs team, they're certainly good enough to keep this game close. We'll see. Maybe UCLA shows up and kicks a whole ton of ass and they don't even make it a game. So those are your first round games. Before we get to picking, I'll tee up Booney first. KB, anything about any of these matchups that stands out to you? Well, like what's your, or let me just ask you, what's your one or two? I asked Cobb this of all these, give me your one or two top favorite matchups, the ones that you want to see most once we get to Thursday, Friday in this region.
Yeah. So the clear and obvious pick is Iona UConn, Rick Pitino versus Dan Hurley. Preview of future Big East battles.
Yeah,
possibly, maybe. That's going to be pretty interesting. I think the winner there could maybe sneak into the second weekend, depending on what happens with St. Mary's and VCU. So that's interesting to me. I'm actually fairly interested in Arkansas, Illinois in that first round, the 8 seed for Arkansas, 9 seed for Illinois. I don't think that Kansas is going to be vulnerable against either of those teams. That being said, it feels like Arkansas and Illinois have been so hot or cold this season that if they just have a big game against Kansas, then a number one seed is going down before the second weekend. So would be watching for that. Illinois is a team that has had some extreme highs this season, and same with Arkansas, honestly, but they've also just been in the pits just at random. Arkansas finally at full strength. And so they're coming off an early exit in the SEC tournament. Illinois at full strength as well. That's going to be interesting. Going down the bracket, Gonzaga, to me, I think is maybe the most under-discussed topic of this region. The number three seed, obviously, in this region. But the bracket looks very, very good for them coming out of that number three spot with UCLA down at the very bottom. A little bit banged up. Adeem Bona is injured, expected to play, but not 100%, obviously. Jalen Clark going to be out with an Achilles injury. So a chance for Gonzaga to make a real run out of this region, and I think should be considered a legit Final Four contender, depending on how this bracket breaks. So there's a lot of good stuff. I didn't even mention UConn as a potential candidate here to sneak out of this region. So there's a ton of really good teams.
Chip, what's your favorite first round matchup?
Give me Howard first half against the spread. Kenny Blakeney's done a terrific job with the Bison this year. Wow. And they've played some like ridiculous, like 1 point game here, 1 point game there. Official calls a tech on a celebration and all the fans are like outrageous over it. They got a dude named, I think it's Elijah Hawkins. I'm just sort of pulling off the top right now. Short little guard, good playmaker. And like, that with Bill Self coming back and Kansas and everything going on around it, like just I don't have the first half spread pulled up yet. I don't even know if they've said it, but the big full game spreads around 21.5. If I can get Howard plus 9.5 to 11 for the first half, just to come out blazing and put a little bit of a scare in the Jayhawks, it's probably one of my favorite bets of the entire play.
Chip, do you run the Sickos CBB committee? Say it now. Do you?
No, okay. I can't do this with the Big Sky. I can't do this with the SWAC. This is North Carolina Central, like big Lavelle Moton fan, like just the pride of Lane Street in Southeast Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm a big fan of the Eagles, and so I end up catching a decent amount of MEAC. But the fun thing about Arkansas, Illinois, and I wrote this for my West Region preview on the site, is that there is no better ceilings and floor game. Like this spot between the ceiling and the floor for both Arkansas and Illinois is an absolute gulf. Like, and the Razorbacks have ended up on the losing end, but in like, let me put my college football pants on. They've got some quality losses. You know, they've got some quality losses on that resume that SEC team does. And I just think that, you know, when you look at the winner of that game, the variance of outcomes, and the fact that if either one playing at its absolute best could end up going on to give Kansas a real scare in the second round in Des Moines, that's where you're just kind of like checking to see form, checking to see quality. It's a big take the temperature game because they both could look bad. One team wins and you just know that they're probably going to get dusted by the Jayhawks in the second round. I'm also thinking that TCU is playing in Denver against Arizona State or Nevada. Two teams that in conference play at altitude. TCU does not play at altitude in the Big 12. That maybe could be a factor to keep an eye on with a potential second round matchup with Gonzaga. Like Boone, I am on. I really like Gonzaga's chances to make a deep run all the way to the Elite Eight or maybe even the Final Four. I heard a wise man say that all I do is pour a drink and sort some data. And I texted that man. I said, you know what I'm doing? I'm pouring a drink and I'm sorting some data. And he said, I'm doing the same. And when you sort that data, Gonzaga is the best team in the country over the last 6 weeks. And so I'm very, very excited to see what happens there. Northwestern Boise State doesn't do a ton for me. So I feel like it's really setting up for the UCLA Gonzaga rematch. And then seeing if Kansas is going to be able to get through what could be a tough couple of games after not covering in the first half against Howard.
Any other first round game? Are all the lines, as we do this, all the lines are out, right? They're obviously out. Any other first round game line that sticks out to you that you like? Any other one? If not, that's fine. I just want to make sure we're covering those bases.
Yeah, not much in this round. There's nothing too tasty because then you're also going to be looking at totals. You know?
I got you. Arizona State, Nevada. Who do we like in that straight up in that first four? I'll say ASU.
ASU, yeah. Nevada lost three straight.
Now, I think ASU is favored in the game, but Nevada is better. Nevada is better in metrics, but I think ASU is actually favored in the game.
Yeah, I'll go ASU.
Okay, KB, ASU or Nevada?
Unity lock, ASU.
Let's hear it.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go! It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
I love it. All right, Boone, pick the region. First round to a Final Four and go.
Ooh, how do you want me to do this? Just straight winner, first game, winner, second
straight winners.
Game?
Let's go. Kansas Howard, okay. You're moving Kansas. Arkansas, Illinois, who you go? Go first round and then second round and roll through.
Blazing through. Okay, Kansas over Howard. Illinois gets past Arkansas. St. Mary's sneaks by VCU. UConn over Iona. TCU over Arizona State. Unity lock. Gonzaga over Grand Canyon. Northwestern over Boise State. UCLA over UNC Asheville. Going to the second round, Kansas gets by Illinois. St. Mary's gets past UConn. Oh, no. I did not write that correctly. UConn sneaks past St. Mary's. Psych! TCU, Gonzaga. I like Gonzaga in that spot. Northwestern over UCLA is going to be my upset pick in the second round.
Look at you. You know what?
Final score 53-52. Yes. Boo booey for the winner.
I appreciate that, because here's what I think is going to happen to you.
You lose.
But I appreciate that. I appreciate the daringness to do it.
Hey, let's make a wager, Norlander. I'm on Northwestern. I don't know.
We'll figure that out. I don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Dinner wagers.
Dinner wagers?
Dinner.
Okay. All right. We'll wager a dinner. I have two dinner wagers on this tournament. I have a wager pre-bracket reveal with one of the HQ producers that Purdue would make the Sweet 16. That's not such an automatic right now. And now I have a wager that UCLA will make the Sweet 16. I'll take it. You got it, KB. A dinner's on
okay.
the line.
Yeah, so let's go Sweet 16. I've got Kansas over UConn, Gonzaga over Northwestern, Kansas beating Gonzaga to advance to the Final Four. By the way, I have FAU beating Purdue in the second round. Okay. So,
well, Cobb has
different Memphis region.
Cobb has Memphis over Purdue. So there we go. Okay, so
interesting.
Boone, to recap, has Kansas over Gonzaga. 1-3 in the Elite Eight to get to Houston. Chip Patterson, go.
Chalky Sweet 16, but I'll tell you how I get there. Kansas, winner. Arkansas over Illinois. One team has a Nick Smith. The other does not. A Terrence Shannon is not a Nick Smith. VCU over St. Mary's. I mentioned some of those situational situational angles that are playing into that. UConn gets it done against Iona. TCU against whoever comes out of Dayton. Gonzaga gets it done against Bryce. The Northwestern over Boise State. Sorry, Mountain West. UCLA. And then, as I mentioned, I got Kansas and UConn in one semifinal. Gonzaga and UCLA in the other. And I've got Kansas and Gonzaga with the Jayhawks emerging from the group of death. And making it to the
Scott Bowl. Both of you guys have Kansas getting out of this thing in the toughest region. Wow.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I've got Kansas winning it all.
Okay. Good God. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, to that I say,
you lose.
I just can't see it. Why didn't I do this with the Cobb one, by the way? I'm going to do some picks right now. You know what that means, Nada? You know what it means? All right. This will not be appearing on the Gary Parrish episode unless Nada puts it in post. Nada, why don't you go ahead and put it in post? If even formats it the same way, we might be doing two different shows altogether. Okay. Oh, doesn't this just get you? How do you not want to pick games when you hear that bed? All right. I'm going to go Kansas. Tell you what, Arkansas, Illinois. Again, can I play? Chip, can you play two sound drops at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Brad. The music is about to get loud. This is Brad Underwood earlier this season. Yeah, that's a fart noise. I that's what I've got Illinois doing here. I'm gonna go with Arkansas to get past in the 8-9. But that is my total. Flip a coin to see how it goes. Convinced I'm already gonna pick that game wrong. I am all right. As of this podcast, I've got St. Mary's over VCU. This is one of like two games in my bracket that I'm reserving the right to change by Wednesday. I might flip that, but I have St. Mary's moving on and beating VCU. I'll be there in person as I will for UConn-Iona. I'd love to see UConn-Iona be close. Maybe it will. UConn's just got the dudes, man. Iona's got players and it's got Patino. It's going to have a chance, but I will have UConn winning. I don't have the line in front of me. I saw it earlier. I would have UConn covering in that game as well. Down in the bottom half of your West region, I will go TCU to beat no matter the team it plays there, ASU or Nevada. I don't think either of those teams. Chip, I love you're picking up on the elevation there, and I do think it might be possible. I was in Denver in 2011. That game, that region, that pod was Upset City. So we've seen it before, but I will go with the Horned Frogs, even not being at full strength. I've got Gonzaga blowing past Grand Canyon. I don't even think that'll be close. Northwestern, Boise State. That's a really tough one. I'm going to go with Northwestern here. Boise State, this is a good matchup for the Broncos. They can do it. They can win. But Northwestern's got Chase Audige. He's one of the best defenders in the country. I will go with NU there. And then I think UCLA gets a real push from Asheville, but I'll have UCLA to move along into the second round into the Sweet 16. Give me Kansas beating Arkansas. But I'll tell you what, two lottery picks there. I'm not convinced that Kansas is getting out of the first weekend. I think Kansas is nearly as vulnerable as Purdue is as one seeds. And I think when people look across the bracket, that's probably what people will say. They think Purdue's the most vulnerable. Kansas is the second most vulnerable. Kansas on the whole, as we've talked about, is the toughest region overall for a one. Give me UConn to get past St. Mary's. I will say this, though. If you're doing a March Madness pool and you're trying to get good value, there are picks out there that make a ton of sense that aren't such long shots that a lot of people aren't going to take. Taking St. Mary's into the Sweet 16 is one of those picks. I'm not doing it, but if you're on the fence, if you want to take a little bit of a chance there, that's one out there to me, staring you right in the face. But St. Mary's got to get through VCU first. I've got them going down to UConn. I've got Gonzaga beating TCU, and I don't think it'll be. I think Gonzaga gets through its first two games, gets to an 8th straight Sweet 16, and doesn't get a lot of resistance overall. Give me Few and Drew Timmy keeps it going. And then I've got UCLA over Northwestern. Future Big Ten opponents, by the way, that's coming right around the corner. Get some familiarity nice and early there. But I've got UCLA moving on, which means I've got Kansas, UConn, Gonzaga, UCLA. I believe, Chip Patterson, you have the same Sweet 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got Connecticut beating Kansas. So you guys had Kansas moving on. I've got UConn moving on into the Elite Eight. The fourth team by seed line in this region is also the fourth team overall at KenPom. What? Yeah, that's the case. So I will go with UConn here. Dan Hurley not only gets his first win at UConn in the NCAA tournament, he gets three of them. And then I will have Gonzaga to beat UCLA. Epic matchup 2 years ago in the Final Four. No Jalen Suggs required here. Obviously, the Classic in 2006. I think they've got three or four previous meetings in the NCAA tournament. These teams are all too familiar with themselves. Gonzaga's going to Vegas, man. They're going to fill that building up. They will have, like, Kansas will travel well, UConn will travel decently well, and UCLA will travel decently well. I think Gonzaga will have the most fans in the building if indeed they get to the second weekend at T-Mobile Arena out there in Sin City. So I will take Gonzaga over UCLA, atoning for, you know, they don't really need to atone for anything, but in that specific round, that was the Adam Morrison 2006 game against Ben Holland's team, the first of three to go to Final Fours. And then give me Gonzaga, the number one offense in college basketball. And I didn't think I was going to do it going in, but I'll tell you what, Gonzaga could have been a two. If you sort the data at Bart Torvik, it's been the best team in the sport 5 weeks running, maybe 6 weeks running even at this point.
Yeah, I told you, I've been using January 28th. That was the day of the SEC Big 12 Challenge, and then that's been my starting point. Gives you about 11, 12-game sample size. What I want to see is I want to see Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark walk out there as Gonzaga is headed to the Final Four, and then leak the news right away. Better yet, do it at a Kansas Gonzaga Elite Eight game. Oh, by the way, this is what we've got. Or a Gonzaga Houston Final Four semifinals. Like, these are Big 12 teams now.
That's not the worst idea in the world, honestly. And I think that we might be heading for that very outcome sometime here in the offseason. But we'll see. There's a few more things they got to get through a few more barriers before we get there. Kansas, I'll recap this the same way I did with the Cobb episode. Just keep in mind, Kansas, here are just the big picture things that stand out about the region. Kansas has the best coach in the sport, reigning national champion, trying to become the first since Florida 06-07. You've got Arkansas with two lottery picks. You've got an Illinois team that has been chaos all season long. VCU back in the tournament, good March vibes. UConn has a future NBA, at least one future NBA player on the roster, and it's UConn and it's Rick Pitino. There's so much there with that overall. Gonzaga. You got Drew Timmy ending to an epic college career. Northwestern only the second tournament ever, and then UCLA always brings a great national appeal whenever it's in a bracket. So the West is loaded. It's the toughest region. Cannot wait to get to these games. I do have the distances for you before we get out of here. Iona to Albany. 2 hour, 15 minute drive. Stores to Albany, 2 hour, 9 minute. UConn with the narrow travel advantage. Although UConn looks like it's got to dip in through here. What is this route it's taken? So for UConn's going, it's going through Lower Northampton, Iona's got the more scenic drive, but local game. Iona's not hopping on a plane for its first round game in the NCAA tournament. We'll see if that winds up being an advantage. I know UConn fans will show up in massive numbers. Again, I cannot wait to get there. Any closing thoughts before we get out of here, boys?
Yeah, I'm going to put you guys to the trivia test real quick.
Ooh, trivia time?
Not trivia. But I want to get your take. Some team out of this bracket advances to the Final Four as a...
That would have to happen.
As a seven seed.
There's got to be a team that makes the Final Four from every region. Spread the word.
Seven seed or worse makes it to the Final Four out of this region.
Who is
it?
This region?
Well, yeah.
No shot. Not with... What? It's a seven seed or worse in the West?
In the West.
We've had five or worse in the last nine tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've got one, but it ain't out of this region.
Answer the question, March Norlander.
Are you talking about the West or any region, my man?
Are you saying
West?
No. Yeah. No.
Okay, five or worse.
Oh, yeah, I got... No. Listen, I do it. It's Arkansas. Because if the eight knocks off the one, the bracket breaks open. And if Nick Smith goes on a heater, he can take Arkansas to the Final Four. If you are saying seven or worse, then immediately Northwestern can't get enough buckets. Boise State can't get enough buckets. Illinois, then you go down to the 11 play-in game. I think that Arkansas is the best answer.
I mean, back-to-back Elite Eights, but it's not getting there. It's either going to be Kansas, UCLA, Gonzaga, or UConn that's going to the Final Four from this region.
Would that be an inadvertent trip to the Final Four or an inadvertent trip to the Final Four for Arkansas?
It'd be inadvertent. Yeah, it'd be inadvertent. Yeah, it would. All right, that'll do it. This has been your West Region preview. Nada, how long were we on here? This is a good 25 minutes, 26 minutes, maybe a little longer than you wanted, but
closer to 30.
GP's up in the other room just getting mad right now.
Yeah, probably.
He's up next. GP's up next. Oh, all right. This has been the West Region preview. GP's going to take you through the South and the Midwest. I've got Creighton coming out of the South as the sixth seed. Keep that in mind as you listen to that. I'm out of my mind. Kyle Boone, Cover 3 Zone, Chip Patterson, boys, appreciate you. Plenty more from these guys and GP and I. Don't worry. Most of these pods are going to be me and GP. We're splitting up the preview stuff, break up the rhythm, give you all sorts of voices. We appreciate you listening and watching. Smash the subscribe button. Wait, smash the like button. What are we doing to the subscribe button? What do we do to that? What's the verb? I don't even know. If you're watching on YouTube,
smash the subscribe. Smash that like. Come and join us in the chat. Come to youtube.com/cover3 and all across the 24/7 sports Facebook.
The cover three push before we get out of here. I love to hear it. And thank you for continuing to subscribe to Ion College Basketball. Join our bracket games for the podcast. Go find that where you can. We out.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.